Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Tuesday, October 29th. And coming up in today's episode, Maharashtra election updates, over 150 people injured in firework mishap at a Kerala temple, massive meth lab drug bust in New Delhi, former Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's palace to be turned into a museum, and astronaut Sunita Williams' Diwali message from space. First up, Milind Deora is getting tired of speed breaker politics as Maharashtra gears up for the single-phase assembly election. Mr. Deora, of the Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena faction, expressed this feeling as he appealed to voters of Worli seat. The seat is currently held by Aditya Thackeray, Uddhav Thackeray's son, who won the seat in 2019 when the Shiv Sena was undivided. The posh neighbourhood is in Mumbai South Lok Sabha constituency that is widely seen as the backyard of the Deora family, but it has been with the Thackeray Sena since 2014. Mr. Deora criticised Aditya Thackeray and his party's failure to develop Worli, declaring that the people of South Mumbai neighbourhood were, quote, tired of speedbreaker politics hampering growth, unquote. Mr. Deora, who is 47, was nominated to the Rajya Sabha by the Sena weeks after ending his family's 55-year-long relationship with the Congress. On Sunday, he was named the party's Worli candidate to set up a blockbuster clash with the younger Thackeray. Quote, "It is not a personal battle. I have known Aditya Thackeray for a long time. But the people of Mumbai, people of Maharashtra, they had high expectations of him when he came into politics 5 years ago," unquote. Then he added that people want Maharashtra to move ahead as they are tired of speedbreaker politics and their objective is the same. Speaking with NDTV, he criticised Aditya Thackeray and Uddhav Thackeray-led Mahavikas Aghadi alliance that was in power till the rebellion of June 2022. In other election news from Maharashtra, BJP spokesperson Shayana NC has joined the Shiv Sena after the Eknath Shinde-led party fielded her from Mumbadevi in the November 20th assembly election. She will file her nomination today. On being offered the Mumbadevi seat, she said, and I quote, "It is always the Mahayuti leadership who decides which candidate should be fielded from where." Referring to the Mahayuti alliance of BJP, Shiv Sena and NCP's Ajit Pawar camp, which is trying to return to power again. Meanwhile, an assembly constituency in Mumbai saw the BJP protest against its own party after an outsider was fielded from there. Upset over the decision, senior BJP leader Gopal Sethi, a strong contender for the said seat, announced that he will be contesting the election as an independent candidate. Quote, "It is necessary to oppose the tradition of fielding candidates from outside, so I will fight as an independent candidate," Mr. Shetty told NDTV. "No matter what happens, I will not back down," he added. The Bharatiya Janata Party has fielded Mumbai Unit General Secretary Sanjay Upadhyay from Borivali, replacing sitting legislator Sunil Rane. Mr. Shetty added, quote, "I was not interested in contesting this election, but my supporters told me about the gravity of the situation. First, Vinod Tavre contested from here in 2014, then Sunil Rane in 2019. This time, the Lok Sabha ticket from Mumbai North was given to Piyush Goyal. This is happening for the fourth time, with Upadhyay being nominated," unquote. Sanjay Upadhyay is not a resident of Borivali. He hinted that he will fight this wrong decision, in his words, even if it meant going independent if the party was not going to reverse its decision. More than 150 people were injured, 10 of them quite seriously, in a fireworks accident at a temple in Kerala's Kasaragod district late last night. Shocking visuals from the spot showed crackers triggering a massive fire and a cloud of smoke as people gathered on the temple premises ran to safety. The incident occurred at Anju Tambalam, Veerarkavu during the celebration of the beginning of the festive season in the North Malabar region. The temple authorities have said they had stored low-intensity firecrackers worth about ₹28,000 in a temporary store covered by a tin shed. This cache exploded, leading to the tragedy. Kasaragod collector Inbasekar K said crackers should have been stored at least 100 meters away from where the crackers burst, but here the distance was only a few feet away. The president and the secretary of the temple committee have been taken into police custody. Eyewitnesses have said that the firecrackers display was around midnight and one of the crackers could have fallen into the nearby shed where the crackers were stored. Visuals showed people in the crowd shell-shocked as the shed erupted into a massive ball of flames and smoke. Srirag, associate with the temple, came from Bengaluru to attend the festival. He was managing the crowd when he heard the explosive. He told Usually, we expect a big crowd on the festival second day. On Monday night, the crowd was unusually high. Chinese crackers were stored in the shed. A spark from a lower cracker may have fallen into the shed, igniting all of the crackers, unquote. Several local residents have told Manorama that the storehouse was near the place where crackers were burst. Panchayat representatives have blamed a lack of vigil. Quote, crackers are not burst on large scale here, it is a small event. However, there should have been more precaution regarding the distance between the shed and the place where the crackers were burst. Local ward member E. Shajid said, Manorama Online reported. And next, less than a week after a meth lab was busted in Chennai, similar scenes played out in the national capital. Police raided a production center in the Kasana industrial area of Uttar Pradesh's Gautam Buddha Nagar and ended up recovering 95 kilograms of the drug in solid and liquid forms, as well as chemicals like acetone and red phosphorus, which Breaking Bad fans will know, were used in manufacturing of the meth. The narcotics were being manufactured for sale in India and abroad, the police said. Members of a Mexican drug cartel called Jalisco New Generation, CJNG, were involved in this operation. The CJNG began life as an offshoot in the Milenio cartel, which is one of Mexico's most feared. CJNG members, Mexico News Daily claimed in 2017, cannibalized new recruits who fail their training. The joint drug operation had a presence across Delhi and the National Capital Region. Preliminary inquiries indicate a Delhi-based businessman and, worryingly, a warden from the city's Tihar jail were also a part of this operation. The businessman, while not being named yet, has been arrested by Revenue Department officials in an earlier drugs-related case. The two met when the businessman was incarcerated in Tihar jail and hatched this plan. They roped in a Mumbai-based chemist for manufacturing and, quote, quality control was outsourced to the Mexicans. A cartel member was sent to Delhi. The businessman and the jail warden have been arrested, but it is unclear if that cartel member was also taken into custody. A fourth person was also detained, also unidentified as of yet. All four are in police custody at this time. The fifth arrest, an associate of the businessman, was arrested from Delhi's Rajouri Garden. This is the sixth bust by the Narcotics Control Bureau this year alone. Other five were in Gandhinagar and Amreli in Gujarat, Jodhpur and Shirohi in Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Bhopal, and two in Chennai. Breaking from breaking news, NASA astronaut Sunita Williams, who has been in space for nearly 5 months, extended her warmest wishes for Diwali to those celebrating the festival in the United States and around the globe. Sunita Williams, of Indian origin and a resident of USA, said that this year she had the unique opportunity to observe Diwali from 260 miles above Earth and reminisced about her father's efforts to keep their cultural roots alive by teaching her and her family about Diwali and other Indian festivals. Williams said, and I quote, "Greetings from the ISS, International Space Station. I want to extend my warmest wishes for a happy Diwali to everyone celebrating today at the White House and around the world. This year I had the unique opportunity to celebrate Diwali from the ISS." And then she talked about her father's efforts to keep their cultural roots alive. She also thanked President Joe Biden and the US government for their efforts of NASA's space work. The once luxurious palace of Bangladesh's former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, who is often described as autocratic, will now become a museum to honour the revolution that led to her removal, the leader of the caretaker government said on Monday. After Sheikh Hasina was ousted by her own country people in a very rushed escape, soon a caretaker government was formed under the leadership of Nobel Peace Prize winner Muhammad Yunus. He said, and I quote, "The museum should preserve memories of her misrule and the people's anger when they removed her from power," unquote. He said as he toured the battered Ganbhavan Palace, the former official resident of Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. Earlier, unverified sources suggested Sheikh Hasina was currently residing in a posh Latins area in New Delhi. After a violent student-led uprising forced Sheikh Hasina to flee by helicopter to India on August 5th, unverified reports of her possible residence. The 84-year-old microfinance pioneer Muhammad Yunus was appointed the country's chief advisor after this. Sheikh Hasina's 15-year-old saw widespread human rights abuse, including the mass detention and extrajudicial killings of her political opponents, and a Bangladeshi court this month issued an arrest warrant for her. More than 700 people were killed, many in a brutal police crackdown before Sheikh Hasina's fall. Many people claim the reason for her downfall was her own army not listening to her orders to shoot at students as they gathered outside her residence and gave her a 45-minute evacuation notice. As she fled, thousands rushed into her former residence, which the government said was a symbol of repression. The walls of the palace, looted and damaged in the chaos after Sheikh Hasina's escape, are decorated with graffiti condemning her fallen regime. The museum will include a replica of the notorious House of Mirrors anger detention center operated by Sheikh Hasina's regime, given its name because its detainees were never supposed to see any other people besides themselves. Muhammad Yunis said that the anger should remind visitors of the torture endured by secret prisoners. Sheikh Hasina's overthrow resulted in at least 2 days of chaos, which included the looting of a museum and the home of her father, Bangladesh's first president, Sheikh Mujibur Rahman. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify, and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.